You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, so you know that game we play sometimes? What is Jay Powell thinking? In five words or less, if you're really good, you can do it. Well, we don't need to guess this week. Powell had that press conference yesterday to announce the interest rate increase, a quarter percentage point, in case you missed it. Mostly, though, Powell was trying to make the case that the economy is actually pretty strong, and that, in point of fact...
In my view, the probability of a recession within the next year is not particularly elevated.
Well, that's one person's opinion, right? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman decided to collect some others.
Are we likely heading for a recession in the U.S.? On the hawkish side are economists who've been warning for a while that inflation was getting way out of hand.
The Fed has been consistently overly optimistic about inflation coming down, and it's really behind the curve.
University of Maryland emeritus economist Peter Morici says because the Fed waited so long and let inflation get so high and pervasive, it's going to have to do more than raise interest rates a quarter point every month or two to slow the economy down.
We've never really had this kind of inflation without causing a recession to bring it under control.
And there is a fair amount of skepticism out there that the Fed can navigate the tumultuous global economy and geopolitical situation. Here's Joe Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM.
Basically, we're asking the impossible out of the United States Federal Reserve.
By expecting the Fed to slow the economy just enough to cool inflation, but not stall growth. He says that's nigh on impossible with Russia's war on Ukraine and soaring oil prices, plus
pervasive uncertainty, a pandemic that's not yet finished, another supply shock, all while we're having essentially 8% inflation that's likely to crest above 10%.
He puts the chance of a recession over the next year at 1 in 3, higher if the war in Ukraine spreads. There are more optimistic views. Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research says recessions are typically caused by the Fed acting too aggressively or an asset bubble bursting, neither of which he thinks is in the cards right now.
We're going into this with a very strong economy, 3.8% unemployment. We will have some choppy waters, the supply chain because of the COVID, but none of that translates into a recession.
Pick your scenario, lose some sleep or sleep well until the next GDP numbers come along. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.